This is the new TC Pride Podcast, episode 26, part one of on-location coverage of Galaxicon 2016. TC Pride Podcast, we are on location at Galaxicon 2016, and I'm here with...
Anton Peterson.
At Galaxicon, I'm in charge of the guests of honor and also our wonderful volunteers that help us run this event. For dealing with the guests of honor, it's actually a lot more than what people would think. I mean, it's stuff that's obvious, so you have to pick them up from the airport, bring them back to the airport, but also other stuff like make sure they get to their panel rooms on time, make sure they drink water so they don't like pass out, make sure they eat food, and just basically take care of their needs. So my role is always to function as a person to make sure that all of their needs are taken care of so they don't have to think about it, so that they can enjoy the convention and the attendees here.
It always helps when the panelists don't pass out, right?
That's absolutely, yes. People passing out on panels is a bad plan.
That's bad. So, and you have quite a bit of experience, as we were talking about, making sure panelists don't pass out on panels. You said your history with the sci-fi community in the Twin Cities goes back quite a ways.
Right. Yep. I started with Convergence 18 years ago when it started. So I was one of the original staff members of it, and I'm still working there. The first couple of years, I actually worked with children's programming because I had a daughter who was very young at the time, so that worked out well for me. On year three, I actually moved into guest relations. So about 16 years ago, I started working the guest of honors, and I now do that for a number of different conventions.
So 18 years, that's a long time. I mean, the sort of the general sci-fi community has grown, has just exploded in that time period. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about all the growth where, you know, now everybody's a geek and you see, like, you know, the Flash t-shirts everywhere? You know, it's like, how do you feel about the tremendous growth that's happened within the sci-fi community?
I really like the fact that people are, like, opening themselves up to science fiction as an actual thing that's, like, you know, not hidden in the back of the bookstore, and that you can actually talk about at school now, which is great. In a way, it's kind of like you kind of almost miss those days sometimes, though, because it was kind of like your own thing, and now it's everybody's thing. But honestly, I absolutely love it, and the fact that you can go anywhere and talk about Doctor Who or The Flash or Arrow or whatever, and people are like, I watched that show. You know, it's just amazing, the growth.
And as the sci-fi community has grown, and also as society has changed and has become more sort of accepting and open and inclusive in a lot of ways, how important is it to you to still have events like this that focus specifically on the GLBT kind of community within the sci-fi community?
Oh, I think it's absolutely critical, because I think you can be really focused and really discuss the issues that are very much important. I think at the other conventions, and the other conventions have done a wonderful job about being inclusive and opening them up, but again, that's more general audiences, which is great, so it kind of helps them understand what's going on. But still, you still need specialty conventions like this. And there's specialty conventions in other areas, too. So there's like a special Doctor Who one. So the smaller specialty conventions are coming kind of back into vogue now. And they really are interesting, because then you get much more detailed discussions.
What are some other ways that the sci-fi community has just sort of like grown and changed, other than, you know, becoming something that's more mainstream and instead of hidden in the back little corner of the bookstore? Mm-hmm.
I think that people are becoming more comfortable to it. So, for example, I work at Japanese anime conventions. And it's really nice to see the younger kids kind of come into the anime crowd and realize they are not alone. And that's especially true in the GLBT community, because a lot of them are, you know, gay, lesbian, whatever. And it's great that they can hang out now with people that are like them and are accepting of them. And it's just the acceptance of the science fiction community that I love the most.
And so you've been involved with the community for a long time. What is it that keeps you interested and keeps you motivated to be so heavily involved in this community?
Honestly, I think it's the joy I see in the community. Just everybody is just so happy to be home, because this is home, and it's home to me as well. And I think that kind of that interaction between the staffers, that we do work hard, but we also have a lot of fun, and the attendees, we just see the joy that they have, that this is something they love, and we're helping them to realize that. Well, for one thing, we actually have an organization called the Geek Partnership Society. It's actually started from Convergence and kind of broke off onto its own unit. We actually have a rented space, so we can actually host events all year round over in the Waterbury Building in Northeast Minneapolis. So we have a fantastic time with that. We have a whole bunch of charity events. One thing I don't think people realize is that most of our events are charities. So Anime Detour donates to the American Red Cross. We donated $20,000 last year. Yeah. You know, this convention donates money to local causes. Convergence does as well. So does MarsCon. A lot of these conventions, we are driven by giving to others. It is a fantastic convention. If when we come back here again, you should all attend, but also look at the other community and events that take place here. The Geek Partnership Society.org is a website where you can go to and you can see what events are out here. We have tons of events. There's probably a convention every weekend or almost every weekend in the regional area, and for sure almost every month.
Well, great. Thank you so much for your time, and I'll let you get back to the convention. Enjoy the rest of the day.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Rob Gates, and I'm the head of the Galactic Spectrum Awards. GalaxyCon has been going since the late 80s. It moves around the country. It is a convention originally created by a group called the Galactic Network, which is a confederation of queer sci-fi fan groups around the country. And it's a way for us to both celebrate socially and also to celebrate works in science fiction that are of particular appeal to our group, our queer culture.
I guess the sci-fi culture has sort of grown, you know, immensely over the last number of years.
Geeks rule now. I think one thing that can get lost in the fact that geeks rule is we still, despite the progress that we've had, we still live in a society where some people struggle with their sexuality. Not all areas of the country are as open and welcoming for queer people as others. I live in an urban center. I don't really face much in the way of discrimination on a day-to-day basis, but I'm lucky because I live in an East Coast urban center. Someone living in, you know, the middle of Kentucky might not have that. So we get the opportunity here to be in a safe space. We can talk about things from our perspective. We can, you know, talk about how, you know, it's really hot that Captain America has his boyfriend, Bucky. They might not say he's his boyfriend, but, you know, that sort of thing. We get to have a little fun with it. But also, we get to provide a safe space for people. It's kind of interesting. In many areas of geek culture, there's been a bit of a backlash over the past few years to the growing diversity in those cultures. You see it in computer gaming with something called Gamergate, if people haven't heard of that. There is a major science fiction award called the Hugos, which got overrun by a group who wanted, you know, just old-fashioned stories where, you know, men were men and women were subservient. And, you know, you don't give awards just because it's dealing with people of color or something like that. So, you know, although geek culture is now out there, geeks rule, you know, geek movies are everywhere, everybody's a fan, there's still definitely some people who need to open their eyes. So being able to focus attention on some of the fantastic representations of people of color, of women, of transgender characters is really fantastic. The Spectrum Awards, the Galactic Spectrum Awards, are an award given by people within the science fiction community for outstanding works in science fiction, fantasy, and horror with significant positive GLBT content. And we've been doing the awards since 1999. We do best novels, so we recognize novels. We also, from time to time, recognize short fiction. We recognize media representation. So we try to make sure to not only be a literary award, but to also understand that science fiction encompasses much more than books, and which is a wonderful thing. A lot of people come into science fiction from movies or from comic books, and we want to recognize that because there's great work being done in some of those areas as well.
There's a lot to explore within the sci-fi. You'll never run out of stuff to write.
You will never run out of stuff to explore in sci-fi, and it's kind of great because, you know, if you want action-adventure, it's there. If you want really deep character studies in your movies, your comic books, or your books, it's there. If you want awesome queer heroes, they're there.
Well, great. Thank you so much for your time and enjoy
Thank
the rest
you.
Of the convention.
Thank you very much.
Peter Knapp. I'm actually one of two people who have been to all of the Galaxicons. Back when Galaxicons began, when I would go to a more traditional sci-fi convention, like a Worldcon or one of the local ones in Washington, D.C., if I held a guy's hand, I would get looks, strange looks. There wasn't any overt homophobia or violence, but definitely there was like, oh, you know, them. Whereas now, that's not the case at all. And I think the need for having a special interest, alternate sexuality type convention is not as necessary as it was in the past. With that said, I've enjoyed all of them.
As someone that's been involved in the sci-fi community for a long time, what do you think of the growth, the explosion where everyone's a geek now? Everyone is a fan. Yeah.
Again, kind of going back to what I said, you know, in the early or you know, in the 80s when I go to a convention and I'd hold a guy's hand, I'd get some looks. Well, outside of fandom, wearing a Star Trek t-shirt, I'd get some looks. Now, it's amazing. I walk down the street and I see so many people wearing Star Wars t-shirts or Star Trek t-shirts. I mean, geek culture really has taken over. And shows like The Big Bang Theory, I think, have contributed to that. And also the success of franchises like Star Wars and Star Trek have definitely contributed.
How important do you think it is to celebrate that diversity as it continues to grow in the community?
I think it's extremely important, and it's not just a gay thing. I'm going to talk for a moment about a DC local convention that's 2 or 3 years old. It's more a media convention called AwesomeCon. I was really impressed last year when I went because there was programming for all kinds of alternative sexuality. There was programming that was targeted specifically towards women and how they're accepted or not accepted in the community. They had a kind of a quick dating type event, and there were several sessions, and one of them was same sex. So it's really, it's not just like a GalaxyCon that I think we're seeing an acceptance and an inclusion of all different kinds of people. I think fandom as a whole, with some exceptions, it's definitely, I think it's more accepting now.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your time, and maybe we'll see you next year if you want to keep your record going running.
So, I'm not going to let Lars beat me.
All right. Sounds ooh, a little
thank
competition.
You very much.
I love it. Thank you. TC Pride Podcast. We are on location at GalaxyCon 2016 in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I am here with
Eleanor Arneson. Yeah, I'm the local guest of honor. I write about prejudice and social stereotyping, and one of the really important things is gender stereotyping and rules about how you're supposed to behave as a man and a woman in any given society. And I try to imagine different rules. Well, the book that I'm best known for, which is titled Ring of Swords, is about an alien society, and it's an attempt to reverse some of the prejudices of our society and look at them from the other side. And I will add, that book was published 20 years ago. Things have changed so much that book is badly out of date. We, gay rights have advanced so much. Well, my memory goes back to the late 1940s. And over the years, and I think especially the last 20 years, we've had a profound opening up of ideas about what appropriate human behavior is. I mean, a huge change in science fiction was in the 1970s with the second wave of feminism. A whole bunch of women writers and fans came into the science fiction community. A number of the women writers were lesbian. Many of them were dealing with gay and lesbian themes. So you suddenly had an opening of discussion. I can remember doing panels on gay lesbian topics probably in the 1980s, and the room would be absolutely packed with people who were, I mean, these topics had not been talked about, and the atmosphere was electric. People were, it was so important for them to hear, finally something said in the open. And now it's just kind of accepted that they're going to be gay, lesbian, GLBT fans, writers, conventions. It's a huge change. I think at this point it's pretty comfortably situated within the larger community. There are pretty strong alliances between the women's community in science fiction and the GLBT community. The people who are hostile to GLBT also tend to be hostile to women, and they're kind of a rear guard. If there's a certain percentage of the American populace that's having a hard time adjusting. And we've got them in the SF community. But generally, I think we fit in pretty well. I really love this convention, and they do a terrific job.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and enjoy the rest of the con.
The TC Pride Podcast has been a production of Podletter Media and Twin Cities Pride. Subscribe now on iTunes or Google Play and submit your first Pride story at myfirstpride.org.